Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, we have two individuals, two members with the University of Jamestown that work in recruiting and admissions. We have Greg Euland and Jody Grugel joining us. And Greg and Jody, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you guys for taking some time. I'm excited to kind of dive a little bit more into this side of the University of Jamestown. We hear about the different courses, we hear from professors, from students, but how do you get these students to learn more about the University of Jamestown or even step foot on campus? And I think we'll start here with Jody. That's kind of in your wheelhouse.
Well, we work as a team,
yep.
And there are a lot of different areas to our recruiting.
Okay.
We go to college fairs, we visit high schools, we work individually with students, and we help them throughout the admissions process. So it kind of just is ongoing, ever-changing.
Yeah.
It's something that we do in the admissions office, and I think we do it particularly well.
Yeah, and now, as far as that goes, is it constant? Like you said, it's changing often. Are you having to adjust the way you also do the recruiting process?
Oh, definitely. I think one of the biggest things that we notice with recruiting is communication. And we do a lot more texting when we communicate with students because we find that that's the medium where they respond, where right. they want to reach out to us.
Yeah.
I think over the years, that's something that we've really been working with.
For sure. Sure. So now let's say we've got a student. We've been texting them for a little bit. How do you get them to the university or to learn more about what you guys have to offer?
Well, we're always like pushing next steps. And yeah. one of the biggest next steps in terms of the admissions process is scheduling a personal campus visit. And at the university, with our personal campus visits, they are very personalized. It's not where there's a scheduled tour going out at 10 a.m. and you're with six other students, and then you have a brief admissions visit, and then basically you're on your own.
Yeah.
When we do campus visits, you can schedule it basically any time that works with your schedule, and we will have you sit down one-on-one with an admissions person. You'll have your own personalized tour with a current Jimmy. And one of the things that we like to do for our students as well is meet with faculty and just hear about the program at the university, hear about internship opportunities, hear about what classes they need to take. We find that very beneficial for our students. Another thing that we really like to do when school is in session is have students eat in our cafeteria, because if they come to UJ, they're going to be eating a lot of food there, but also just seeing the different types yeah. of students, kind of getting that gut feel of the campus. So that's something that we really like to have during sure. our visits as well. And then visiting with coaches, with our performing arts program manager, you know, any kind of activities that the student is interested in, we try to connect them with those people on campus too.
Excellent. Yeah. Again, we have Jody Grugel and Greg Euland joining us on Let's Talk About It. So something else I want to point out too with that, Jody, is, you know, an individual doesn't have to be dead set on coming to the University of Jamestown, too. It's just kind of getting that campus experience, but also talking with somebody who may be in the field that they're interested in as well.
Right, right. I work with the students from Jamestown High School. We have Allison Leese, who works with students in the surrounding areas. But what I like to tell the students when I visit with them is, even if we're not one of your top choices, the University of Jamestown is like a four-year private school right mm-hmm. in your own backyard. And if you're thinking, the example that I give is, if you're thinking about something like mechanical engineering,
yeah.
why not come up to our campus, visit with a mechanical engineering instructor? We have faculty with a lot of different areas that they specialize in related to engineering. See what a lab looks like.
Yeah.
You know, we are here to help support you throughout the admissions process. And if you're just kind of investigating those types of things, come visit us. We'd love to have you visit with the faculty, see everything that a small private university can offer for its students.
Yeah. And sometimes all it takes is that visit too, to step onto the campus and realize, okay, this is a different game. This is a different world. So we encourage people to look into that, consider a tour again. If, like you said, UJ maybe not a top choice or you didn't think about it, take a chance with it and go check it out at least. That's your first step. And then Greg, you're not going to get away with not saying anything at all. It comes to admissions then. You guys are able to sit down and work with these students a little bit and make sure that they're comfortable and they know what they're getting into when they come to UJ.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just kind of our whole principle and our whole thought behind it all, is that they get all the information up front. They know what they're getting themselves into. And we're honest with them. hey, UJ, we're not the biggest. You know, we recruit a lot, you know, North Dakota, Minnesota, but we also do recruit Arizona and California. And we want to be totally honest with them of, hey, we have four seasons. We're not a great big town. The campus isn't very big, you know, so we're just upfront and honest with them. And that's just kind of the process that we've all been accustomed to. And that's kind of who we are. So that's where we're at. This has been, it's a great team to work with. Just give us a couple hours. That's all we'd ever ask is that, hey, give us a chance and we'll see from where we're at.
Yeah, for sure. And one follow up to that too, Greg, is what's also great about it. And of course, being a former Jimmy too, is, you know, it's not just once you're there, you don't work with admissions anymore. You don't talk to recruitment anymore. You guys are constantly working with these students.
And that is probably our biggest sell. I mean, this is Jimmy family. That's what we talk about a lot. And you are going to see the counselors throughout the next 4 years. You are going to see everybody that's involved in the process. And it's even after you graduate, you're not done. You're still a Jimmy for life. And when we talk about that, how the community is involved and how great the connection we have between them, people don't really understand that until they come and get engulfed in it in a year or two. And then you get students that are like, hey, I know I'm part of the Jimmy family now. Exactly. They don't understand it when we're trying to, I hate saying sell it, but when we're promoting it and talking about it, that this is a real thing.
Yeah.
Our community, our college, very intertwined, and we take care of each other. And it's something that we are very, very proud of. And it is one of our biggest sells for us.
Perfect. So anybody listening to this right now, take advantage of that. It's here for you guys to learn from, to consider and to take tours about, ask questions. That's what they're here for. So Jody and Greg, if anybody has questions about UJ, the admissions process, the recruiting process, or I want to get set up with one of those tours, what are some ways you would encourage somebody to do that?
Well, I think a really key way is just going on our website, uj.edu. There you'll see a spot that just says ask a question. Mm-hmm. All of our contact information is on there. Our email is admission@uj.edu. But yeah, we're just a phone call, text, email away.
Absolutely. Perfect. Well, it's nice to get some insight on that too and see how that works and your process to some of that. So, Greg or Jody, anything else you guys want to mention before we wrap up?
I guess the only thing I want to mention is, you know, it is almost February, but we do still have scholarships available for high school class of 2020. We offer academic scholarships, athletic scholarships. We have program scholarships related to music, mechanical engineering, nursing. We have club scholarships for esports, shooting sports. We just have a lot of scholarships still available for students, and we're noticing that the high school class of 2021, we're getting more visit requests from them. So really looking forward to, you know, working with that class too. But yeah, those are, I think, the big things I wanted.
Well, and I knew we couldn't wrap it up without doing a little bit of recruiting, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys so much for taking some time and joining us today.
Appreciate it, Warren. Thanks, Warren. Thank you.